This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna rest? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss.
Howdy-do, it's 7 after the hour. Hi! The DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with Unseen Power. You listen to the voices of these ladies and understand how their minds work. Woof. And we're in the last 3 days of a lunar cycle. So it's time for you to purge anything in your life that you want to change. Now is the time to do it. If it doesn't work for you, tell it to, in your own mind, kind of let it float. That's what Woody Harrelson said. I'm tired of feeling the way I do, so I'm going to not smoke marijuana anymore. He's partying hard days are over, he says. 30 years I've had a joint every day of my life. One of the most well-known, nobody's surprised to hear this, right?
I'm surprised that he's giving it up.
He refers to himself as a marijuana enthusiast. Mm. He says he has stopped smoking pot. 30 solid years of partying. That's enough, he says. I feel like the drug was keeping me from being emotionally available. And that's interesting because good actors and actresses will tell you that the number one reason they are successful usually is because they're in touch with their emotions. They can bring up emotion that is required as an actor or actress, like crying, that kind of stuff. Most of us can't cry on cue, but good actors and actresses can. He's 55 years old. He says, I still drink, but in moderation. I wonder what his definition
of
moderation is.
Only a few bottles of wine.
He's a farm.
If it's the same level of moderation smoking pot, then it's a lot. You know, if that's what his definition is.
Well, you can look at him and you can tell. Hey, look at some of these people and you know what they're doing.
Are we going to be judgy like that?
I don't think. Is that judgy? You think that's judgy? I think you're just being intuitive.
Well, you said I can look at him and tell.
But I can tell whether people are smokers by looking at a picture of them.
Right.
And maybe that's because I grew up around it and just know. So, anyway, I just passed that along.
I mean, good for him if
he's giving it up,
exactly.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I just don't know how long it'll last.
Well, you know, that's the other side of the story. That's not for us to speculate on. If he says, you take him at his word, he says he's going to stop smoking pot.
I checked into a hotel, not with him, but he was checking in at the same time, and he literally was holding a giant bong in his hand. So
really?
Who checks in with a bong, you know? Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Right.
Is that the device that I didn't know when I looked at it what it was? Remember you teaching me about something like that? Talking about bongs?
It's possible. I mean, it's always possible.
Thank you, Speaking of things that are possible, Massachusetts Institute of Technology is giving away $250,000 for breaking the rules. The Media Lab at MIT is rewarding disobedience with $250,000. They're accepting nominations for individuals or groups that demonstrate constructive disobedience. Okay, let's come up with some ideas. What about it? What's constructively disobedient? Like, Jennifer, you tell me to stuff it. You're not going to do anymore.
Or a protest, probably, right?
Yeah, that's really what this is.
Yeah.
They're going to award the principles of nonviolence and creativity and courage. In other words, taking responsibility for your actions. The website for the lab says that the decision was made after a realization that there's a widespread frustration in our country. Really? No.
I'm glad it took MIT to announce
to figure that out. Exactly. People are trying to figure out how we can effectively harness responsible, ethical disobedience. that are aimed at challenging our norms, rules, or laws. I'm all about this. I think this is, I mean, I'd like to apply for it. I can always use an extra $250,000, right?
Yeah, go
it
for it.
It doesn't say whether it's an individual or a group. We could apply for this. And they say they want to impress that it is not about resistance to President Trump. No, MIT, of course not.
This is called,
yeah, the MIT Media Lab Disobedience Award, recognizing individuals or groups for pushing boundaries across diverse disciplines. I think I'm all for this kind of stuff. I want
people cool,
to
yeah.
protest. Yep, it can be either in the political world, could be the scientific world, art, that sort of thing. Whatever you have that's an example of pushing boundaries is what they want to see. And you can apply starting today until the 1st of May. Recipients will be announced at a summer event in July. All right, so you go to the MIT website and find the Media Lab and then their Disobedience Award and take action. Get action for taking action. I think, I'm not being facetious, I think this is a good idea.
Practice. Yeah, there's so much misplaced. We talk about frustration now. I mean, at least this is a positive way of getting it out.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what would be, we've had plenty of examples. There's a creative, though. Think about, put your creative hats on, all of you, and think about what you would protest and why and how. What you would protest, why you would protest it, and how you would protest. Whatever it is. The obvious thing is to go out in the street and make a lot of noise, but there are plenty of other, I'm sure with people, creative, good creative minds, you could protest a lot of
things. I feel like, and I feel like the how is the most important component of this.
I would think you're right. Yeah, I would think you're right, Victoria.
And I would not be surprised if somebody invents some or designs some sort of app that allows you to boycott certain products or, you know, some sort of a technological advancement where, you know, millennials can be lazy and protest from their phones.
Kara? She's taking a shot at you.
No, actually, I'm hoping someone does this for me. I want someone to invent this for me so I can just protest from my phone, and I'll be very happy. I'm not like a joiner, so I don't go and march and stuff. So this could be, and millennials are kind of like that, I think, in general. So that would be a win-win.
Mm-hmm. Is lazy the right word for it, though?
Probably. Yeah,
getting close. Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Yep.
Anyway, all right. So that's the MIT, Disobedience Award. $250,000. I don't know where they got the $250,000. Anybody know where they got? There must be some grant.
I think they have a ton of grants and donors.
Yeah, sure. Right. You're good. All right. Well, let's see here. When it comes to disobedience, I'm good at it, but I also want to conform. And I would like you, I'm going to advise conformity when it comes to your sleeping habits. Conform to the reality that Jennifer has found and Victoria has found and I have found using, and Kara has as well, using parachute bedding. Parachute bedding. Last night at dinner, your father said, is that stuff, are you really comfortable in that? I mean, you really mean that?
It's not really happened.
Yeah, is it real? Come on. And I said, yeah, it is. I mean, ask your daughter, don't ask me. What does she think about the parachute home way of getting bedding and experiencing a more comfortable night's sleep? These sheets come from Europe. It's Egyptian cotton, and it's the weave is done in Italy. And so they put them together, package them so nicely, so professionally. I guess the question here is, what would make you happy? What's better than a great night's rest? Think about it. We all are sleep deprived here. That just is the way it is when you do a morning radio program. And so in order to make the time you have between the sheets better, quality time between the sheets, you need parachutes bedding. That's it. Pillow cases and sheets and duvet covers. They also have a towel line, too, that's kind of cool. So but the ladies here will tell
that
you.
That would be something I would be interested in for sure.
Yeah, the towels?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, very cool. You see the towels on? You go to their website. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV. And not only do you get free shipping when you make your order, it makes it very easy to return as well. They give you a 60 night trial. But there are other things that you can see there about how they run the business, what they have available. Some people are attracted to companies like this because they are socially conscious.
Mm-hmm.
They donate these malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the UN Nothing But Nets campaign. So they're
and we all have to talk about what they do if you don't want the sheets. I mean, I think the coolest thing is that you buy the sheets, and if you don't like them, which I think is crazy, I think most people love the sheets once they get them, but if you don't, you send them back, and they donate them to Habitat for Humanity, right?
Yep, that's what they do.
It's great.
So all kinds of reasons to enjoy, but the best and most important reason is to have a happy and great night's rest. And you get it with this bedding. New bedding, just fabulous. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Go there. Look at they have different colors and all kinds of stuff. Order what you want. You'll be paying less than you would if you went to the big stores, and you get free shipping for using the DJV ID. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you saved with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Rockin' in Boston, in Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, it's very interesting when you say something on a program like this, how people react to it. I'm always surprised by the reactions people have to some of the things we talk about. For example, yesterday we spent a good deal of time back and forth on the Tesla plant in California and the Tesla plant in Nevada and what's being done there. And so I heard from some of our listeners in Reno that the Tesla plant there is being expanded. Not to make cars, they're going to make cars somewhere else, but these batteries that they're making that we're talking about that are being used for so many different applications, by the time they're done building out that plant in Reno, 18 million square feet. That's 5 square miles. And it's not one level, it's 4 levels. And they're running 24/7 to get the work done, because the plant's going to run 24/7 to fill the need for these batteries. And they're being placed all around. Battery farms being placed all over the world. This is one of the most exciting, sustainable businesses. This guy is a genius.
It is really exciting. That's actually the word I was thinking of.
He is.
Yeah.
He's so fed up with doing business in California. Remember, he took over that Toyota plant. Toyota left California because they were fed up. So he bought the plant to build his cars there. He's now fed up with California. He's going to make his cars. He's going to actually, I think, have another plant in Nevada and also expand the plant he has. I think it's in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Hmm.
But anyway, that's the follow-up. Thank you for all of you sending that info on Tesla and the batteries. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
The Allstate non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and around the Frisco Bay.
All
over St. Louis and down in New Orleans.
Because of my esteemed status in life, I guess that I keep sort of wafting back to the early moments of my radio career and Chuck Berry. But there's other stuff. Yesterday, I think we touched on this. This song, Sweet Little 16, came out in 1958. Chuck Berry's rendition of Life. It was his first escapade into lechery, and as we know, he got himself in trouble a few times in his real life by hanging around with young girls. But that's not the story here. This song became the model for a song the Beach Boys had in 1963, which one is, when you analyze listening to the two of them, you can understand why Chuck Berry took them to court. Their first really super big hit for the Beach Boys was Surfing USA. Listen to this.
Across the USA, then everybody be surfing like California. You see him where
Chuck Berry took one listen to that.
wait a second.
The Beach Boys, I mean, they often used, and they admitted to using Chuck Berry songs. They would play them in the early concerts, but they didn't have a big retinue of songs, so they would use Chuck Berry songs in their concert. But when they came out with this song, Brian Wilson was attacked by Chuck Berry, and the idea was... that you stole my song. And Wilson said, no, my lyrics are different, yada, yada, yada. And so they went to court, and the verdict was that the Beach Boys manager, who was Brian Wilson's father, Murray, agreed to give the publishing rights to Berry. So that's why when you see in all the money, the real money in this stuff, other than performing, is actually writing the songs. Singing them is not as releasing a record and selling a record.
Not as lucrative, right?
Not as lucrative as actually writing the song. So Chuck Berry got all the money, the royalties, for having written Surfing USA, even though he didn't really write it, but he really did kind of write it. So he had... songwriting credits after they were done in court in 1966. Hey, it didn't keep the Beach Boys down. They went on. They had plenty of music to work with. All right, speaking of things that are good to work with, Garth Brooks was at South by Southwest over the weekend. He told the crowd there on stage that he had come there for one reason, to have fun and raise some hell. And there were plenty of ruckus. This is the first time he'd been at South by Southwest, and it was a free show. It was his first concert in Austin, Texas in 25 years. That's kind of a surprise.
Wow.
So there's 16,000.
Keep in mind,
people.
He wasn't touring for a really long time.
No, he wasn't. Nope. He played a solo acoustic show at the Broken Spoke Dance Hall while the house band was on break. Nobody knew he was going to show up. He just walked in.
I love when artists do that. That's so much fun for the audience.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, look at that. Springsteen does that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Paul McCartney does it when he's in the audience.
That's true, yep.
He'll go up on stage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. All right, let's see what's going on at the CMA Festival, Jennifer. Lineup has been announced. Miranda Lambert, let's see here, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley at the CMA Music Festival in June in Nashville. They're going to start, apparently, the concerts at the Nissan Stadium, 8th of June. Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Lady Antebellum.
This is anyone who is anybody.
Yeah, anybody is anybody.
This is a massive lineup. I mean, this is just incredible.
So this is the trend, though, now, to get a whole bunch of people together like this.
Well, and the CMA Festival is really cool because they do a fan experience, so you get a lot of access to the artists. It's not just a concert. A lot of times they have autograph sessions and fanfare events and stuff like that. So it's
kind
of a
these tickets cost?
Cool thing. Oh, I have no idea, but I can imagine they must be pricey.
Well,
but I think
they
you can probably buy a day pass or a whole weekend pass.
They apparently use the money to benefit music education, which is a nice thing for them to do. It's so good.
Yeah,
all right,
that's
lots
great.
Of hot singers and performers there at the CMA Festival. 28 after the hour here with the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the more frequently questions I get asked is about dental care for your pets, and it's a good idea to discuss dental care with your veterinarian. However, if you notice any of the following signs with your pet, it's time to take some action. If you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden has persistent bad breath, sensitivity around his mouth, he might be pawing at his mouth or trying to rub his mouth against the carpeting. If you notice that they lose their appetite or they're bleeding, inflamed, or have receding gums, tartar buildup, or if they start losing or missing their teeth. These are really important to take care of. You know, a lot of people just assume that bad teeth means bad breath, but it can be much more serious. It can actually become infected, affect other organs in the body, and can lead to a lot of major diseases, including death. Most veterinarians recommend an oral hygiene program, which includes brushing your pet's teeth on a regular basis with toothpaste formulated specifically for pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
At 34 after the hour, the DJV experience. I love you dearly, completely, and forever. Anybody ever tell you that, Jennifer? I love you dearly, completely, and forever.
We love Jen completely, dearly, and forever.
Yeah.
Even if she's showering.
Oh, is that what you're, I thought she disappeared to? Oh, that's a whole...
She's taking on your ninja ways.
Is that it? How about you, Victoria? Has Lewis told you that he loves you dearly, completely, and forever? Or something to that equivalent?
Yes, and I have said the same. Yes. Well, I hope so. I mean, we're 3 months away from getting married.
When did you realize it? When did you first think that Lewis was the man?
About 10 years after we met.
Really?
Yeah, he seems to think that he knew right away. It took me a very long time to realize it.
Why do you think that? To realize that he loved you dearly, completely, and forever?
Oh,
or
no,
that you loved
just
him
to,
dearly, completely, and forever?
To realize that he was the guy. I guess I just thought, because we knew each other when we first started working in radio, and he was just like, you know, like,
I was dating older.
Yeah, he was in the friend zone, and I was dating guys who were older and, you know, more mature, and he was kind of like a kid to me. So, and then
what
he grew up.
What does it mean, older and more mature? You're 30, what, 31? How old are you?
Oh, I'm not supposed to ask that question. I forgot. Excuse me.
When we met, we were right out of college. It was our first job right out of college. And so at 24, you know, he seemed very immature to me, even though we're, you know, the same age.
Of course he is. Guys are 24? Are you kidding? It's
so I would date guys like in their late 20s or early 30s. And
yeah,
so
those guys
to me,
are stupid too, but not as stupid.
Yeah. And then, but then it is something, it is kind of funny because something does happen when a guy turns 30, and then they, you know, they become interesting.
That was the worst birthday of my life.
You're 30?
30 years old. When I was 30 years old, on my 30th birthday, I was the final divorce decree. Was to give it. It was a happy birthday.
I was going to say, you were getting
a divorce
already,
yep,
right?
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Oh,
and
that's
so
tough.
It was not the best of
But you were still young, which is great. I mean,
silly.
Think about that.
Married at 23. Can you imagine how foolish? And I've said, I beat that into my kids. I mean, I said that in the most positive way, but I didn't have to say a word. They had observed it. For all those years, and they knew what it was all about. So,
how old were your kids when you got divorced?
Brendan was 3, Megan was 6.
Wow.
So, how old were you when you had your kids? You were.
Megan was 24, and Brendan would have been 27. Yeah. Yeah, we got married, we were 23, and so Megan came at 24, and yeah. How it worked out.
24 is, I mean, I'm saying I couldn't even want a date with Lewis,
ridiculous.
And you've got a child. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Well, it was just it was a time in that era, it was more acceptable.
Right.
I got married for all the wrong reasons. My mother had just died, and I had taken care of her for some months, and there was a, you know, all kinds of psychological. You want to talk about intuition? Oof. And the things that go on. Well, I said, Jennifer, we started this conversation by me asking you first, but you weren't there to answer the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ran over.
That's okay. If you had ever told anybody that you loved them dearly, completely, and forever.
No.
No. Okay.
In that exact phrase?
Well, I think that's the phrase that I would use in thinking about
it. A variation of it.
But, yeah, a variation of something like that. That would indicate that it was really the thing that worked for you. And it may be that you feel that way at the time. You know, that's the other thing. People say things at one point in time, and then it changes because of experience or whatever. Remember I was talking earlier about your astrological chart and what goes on?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you talk about being Aquarian. I think I'm fully Aquarian when it comes to my romantic life.
Yeah.
I'm as verbal as I am with everything in my life. I am less verbal about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the shame that was hammered into me about having a relationship when I was a young child, which is pretty sad. But I don't really verbalize it. For me, it's about actions. And, in fact, I don't even trust when people over-tell me that they love me, I start to not trust it. Because for me, it's all about actions. I believe people's actions more than I believe their words. Is that
weird? Actions speak louder than words. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. All right. I just wanted to get that pulse. I'm not going to ask Kara because she's a kid. So,
she still gets to play.
But she's not going to have had anybody tell her and have it mean something at 24. And that may be my own prejudice, but
it could mean something at the time to both of them.
You know, though, like, I actually
with your wife.
Yeah, I kind of agree, though. I think that some people may have had relationships where they love someone and really think that they could be with them for the rest of their lives at this point. But I haven't. I've said I love you, but. Okay. I've never been with someone that I thought, I'm going to marry this person and I'll be with them in 50 years.
We'll figure it out. That's good.
Yeah,
20
saying
before
I love
the
you
hour.
Is different than saying dearly madly.
Yeah.
Forever.
It is. Yeah, you're the one, you're my match, you're my mate.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. I want to bring you up to date on what's going on with U.S. farmers. This is something that's near and dear to me, as you know, because I am a farmer. And I have been around animals, cows all my life. I've been on the farm all my life. I intend to spend all of my life on the farm, except when I'm here in California. And so as I look at the stats, I was perplexed last week when the budget cuts came out because I saw some things at first blush that didn't look good for the agricultural community. And then when I looked at them further,
it appears that some of the things that I was concerned about are not there. And this always happens. You know how the news media takes something and they grab it. Oh, look at this. It's terrible. They haven't really analyzed it. You haven't looked at what's really written. So one of the things that is troublesome for family farmers like me is the amount of money that goes to the big ag, the huge ag co-ops and the big ag businesses that don't need the money, nor should they have the money, but because they have the clout with the Congress, they can get things voted in that gives them a free ride when they don't need it or deserve it. Meanwhile, America's rural economy is going into the tank. I almost said into the esser, but that's what it is doing. The average farmer is now 58 years old. 58 years old is the average for farmers in our country.
That's pretty crazy. And no, I guess no one's getting into farming.
Well, that's the point. A lot of there are younger people, Victoria, that are coming along, mm-hmm. but the population or the depopulation cycle that's going on in the rural areas of our country, because there aren't other job opportunities. If the farm doesn't work, there isn't other opportunity in many of these areas. So they move away, they go to school, and they don't go back again. And so as a result of that, a lot of basic services are crumbling. The tax base has eroded. The rural population is about 46 million. 14% of the U.S. population lives on over 70% of the land. And this is 136,000 people fewer than it was in 2014. So they're going down. The decline is over 100,000 fewer rural inhabitants every year. And these are the principal operators of the farms. And so we're down now to a dangerous level. And because there are a lot of people who are worried about this decline, I think I am, because I see it in my own area of Massachusetts. There are no farms left. I'm holding on for dear life because it's important to me. But who's going to keep it going? That's why I'm trying to arrange a situation in my town to get the land saved and to have it dedicated to agriculture forever. And the cooperation I'm getting from the town is nil because people just don't care anymore. The people have gotten up in town meeting and said as much as, I'd rather see 50 or 60 McMansions that we can sell and get tax money out of. Yeah. This is how stupid they are.
They'll care because, when they're starving.
Right, no, but this is the thing that everybody in the country should be thinking about with regard to development. This is what you need to know. And I'll use Framingham as an example of this. My town in Massachusetts, Framingham Heart Study, known around the world as the largest town in the country. The amount of money it takes to educate one student, the average amount in Framingham is $15,400 a year. The average tax on a resident in Framingham, the real estate tax is about $8,400. So there's a net loss of $7,000 for every single house that's built to house children. And that's what would happen on my farm. They'd build McMansions, 6,000, 4,000 to 6,000 square feet houses. They would have one, two, three children in them. The average tax bill would be $12,000 a year. And even if you have one child in school, that's a net loss to the town of $3,000. How do you keep doing this? And think that the towns aren't going to go broke or are going to be looking for ways of getting into your shorts. And nobody puts this forth. I'm doing a study now because I'm making a presentation. I'm going back today to work with the folks because we have a presentation next week to the selectmen on the next step in saving the farm. And one of them is comparing, if we keep the farm the way it is, it's about maybe $4,000 a year in taxes. If we build houses on it, it's a net loss to the town of about $150,000 to $200,000 a year. If we do what I'm trying to get done and sell the development rights to commercial entities, it's a plus gain to the town of almost $1.4 million a year. So, man, there's no houses, there's no schools, there's no rubbish pickup, there's nothing. And yet, people don't understand how this works. So when I look at these things like the Trump budget, which does actually, it really does bring in some creative, or at least they're suggesting some creative economics here for the middle class, the farming middle class, But until we have a serious conversation about what's going on in rural America, this is a very difficult sell because people don't appreciate it. They don't. That's why I talk so much about where food comes from. We have our food news report and things that are of import because it affects all of you. We all eat, right? Does anybody not eat and survive? No. So where's the food come from? It comes from these people that you don't know and you don't know much about.
But there's no respect for it.
There's no respect. None.
Look at how much stuff we just toss away. I mean, myself included, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the infrastructure for rural communities is a highlight here. Taking money away from the big ag businesses is part of what is being suggested here, and hopefully that's what's going to happen, because those bums don't need any more money from you and me. That's for sure. Maybe some more focus on, like Cornell University has a great ag school. So do some of the grant schools have it. And we need more education. We need to encourage people to go into agriculture. It's hard work, but it's got to net you something at the end of the day. And it doesn't for a lot of people, for most people that are in it. But they stay with it because they... That's what they know. The 58-year-old farmer grew up on the farm and stayed on the farm and will stay there till he dies. That's the way it is. And they're dedicated, but yet these people don't make any money. The only asset they have is the land. And so to thank them for their years of service and growing food for us, we have a death tax that if you die, most of the people who don't have any money, they have to sell the land to developers in order to pay the death tax. How smart is that? What kind of a country is that stupid that we do that? And what Jennifer just said is right. We don't have any respect because we don't know anything about what's going on the farm. And I've said this 100 times if I've said it once. We'll be dependent on these bastards in Brazil. If you look at the story, the food news story today, yesterday, about the world being concerned about the meat industry in Brazil because it's junk. It's garbage.
Right.
And much of the meat, the world's meat production comes from Brazil. And there's a scandal there that's unbelievable. And people are trying to cover it up because they don't want to upset the meat eaters of the world. If you buy beef from Brazil, you got to be nuts. It's tainted. It's garbage. Mm. And they put all kinds of, even if it wasn't because of the rot in the meat that's been produced there, all of the chemicals that are used, the growth hormones that are used by those farmers down there. And we had no inspection of the meat that comes into this country at all on any level. You say, I mean, you talk about fairness. Wow. Okay, I'm off of my rant now. It's 50, where are we at? 49 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take cash out of your home to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type R rate.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with guaranteed rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour, do we get the new money fit? Where's the new money fit?
The jingle.
No, we had that.
It's the oldie but the goodie.
No. We have that. We found.
Oh, you
didn't
did.
Didn't we find a couple of weeks ago the new money pit jingle? And I said, where's our version of that? I want to have the new version. This is the all new DJB experience.
All right.
The all new Tom Kreidler, who's got a new shirt, new tie, new shoes, all set.
I don't think you've ever seen me, if any, rarely in a tie.
I've never seen you.
I'm a home improvement guy now. If I go around with a tie, I lose credibility. I mean, it would get stuck in the table saw. It'd be terrible, you know?
Yeah, but off. I don't think you've ever seen me in a tie either.
Well, we're casual kinds of guys here, Doug.
We are, exactly. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Tommy the K is going to be in Providence. There's a new siding that you need to know about. We'll talk about that in just a moment here.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy 2, get 1 free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy 2, get 1 free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
56 after the hour now, as we entertain Tom Kreidler, he entertains us. So the money pit's going to Providence, to this company that's making siding. What's so unusual? What's new in the siding world that people don't know
about? Well, we're going to the Journal of Light Construction show, which is in Providence. And this is a pretty cool trade show because it's for pros, by pros, so to speak. I mean, the JLC is a publication that a lot of pros read. If you're looking for the latest technology, best ways to improve your business, you know, you're going to be a subscriber to that publication. And they have these trade shows a couple of times a year. This one's called JLC Live New England. We're going to be broadcasting from the booth of Tando. Tando cladding is a new type of siding. It's a composite siding, Doug. And, you know, a lot of composite sidings, they claim, eh, it looks like wood. You know, you can Tando. I mean, telling you, this stuff, unfreaking believable. You see this on a house, there is no way you can't tell that this is not wood.
Is it expensive? Is it popularly priced? Is it something that most people would use if they were building a home?
Absolutely. It's fairly priced. And the technology improvement is that, you know, they can put a stain on this that gives that same appearance of, you know, just sort of lightly weathered cedar siding or shake siding. Plus, they have a stone product that is just a killer copy of the real thing, but of course a lot less expensive. So we're going to be checking that out. We're going to be talking to some of the pros that are there. Pretty psyched. It's going to be a fun trip.
Good. All right. So we'll look forward to learning more about that, and we'll check some of the stuff out on your website when it's there. Meanwhile, here's a fellow that purchased a home a couple of years ago and had a home inspection done. He used to be a home inspector.
Yeah.
He says now it appears that this house, which was 17 years old, has severe foundation problems. The walls are cracked. Nails are popping out of the drywall. And he wants to know what he can do after he had it inspected. The guy gave it a rubber stamp. So what does he do now?
Well, look, first of all, here's what home inspectors do and here's what they don't do. They inspect the condition of the building as visible and accessible on the date of inspection. So it's kind of a point in time. It's one frame of a movie that's thousands of frames long, right? Yep. So the question is, what was the condition of the building right there? What was there to be seen? He doesn't have the benefit of having lived in the house for a couple of years now to kind of see things over time. Take a snapshot. So if he took that snapshot and there was, like, say, a huge crack or something that was missed, that was there back at the time of the inspection and not reported, then the inspector is responsible for that.
So at this point, he has nothing to do. He can't.
Well, I would certainly reach out to the inspector in a very positive way and let him know he's got an issue and see if the guy wants to come back and take a look. That's a good place to start.
All right. So there you go, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thanks to Tom Kreidler here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at 59.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.